Psalm 119, 81 through 88. We are still amazed at what is happening in Ukraine. Some images of horror that we have seen on the faces of those who are offering resistance, even to the last consequences, are engraved in our minds. We read the testimony of Timothy, pastor and missionary, who, with his wife, Rode, served the Lord in Ukraine, and admired the determination to stay to pastor his congregation amid Russian aggression. Also, other families here and now are going through extremely difficult situations. In this part of Psalm 119, the psalmist identifies himself with those who suffer and expresses it very eloquently. I am worn out waiting for your rescue. Verse 81. My eyes are straining to your promises come true. When will you comfort me? Verse 82. I am shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke. Verse 83. How long must I wait? Verse 84. When will you punish those who persecute me? Verse 85. These arrogant people who hate your instructions have dug deep pits to trap me. Verse 86. And what is his reaction? There is no hatred in him, no revenge. He holds no grudge against his aggressors. Instead, just as Peter cried when he saw it sinking, my God, help me, verse 86, because they almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts, verse 87.